Welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast Bonus Episode 6. Unless you're a gay man in Chelsea, you probably don't know my special guest star today, but I'm very excited to introduce her to you all. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Alicia Umfriss.
Hello.
That was a really lame, like, applause sound. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Jeff.
Thanks for being on my podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I made that crack about the gay men in Chelsea because Alicia was part of this competition at this bar in Chelsea called XL. And they do an American Idol type thing and called XL Star. And in their first XL Star season, Alicia was the grand winner.
That's right.
But I didn't know you then, so I didn't get to see you perform. But we all have this beautiful recording of you from the final performance, the final evening of competition.
Yes, it was like the crowning.
The sing-off.
Yeah.
Singing Over the Rainbow, which I actually linked to on my podcast page, so everyone can hear.
You didn't.
I did. Sweet. Oh, because it's really good. So Alicia's this amazing singer that I met doing a Raw Impressions event. Raw Impressions is this organ. I've talked about it so much on the podcast. If you don't know what it is, just go to the website. But we do things really fast. And in the case where I met Alicia, we were doing 10-minute musicals. I was writing, and as a writer, you show up on the first night, and they just assign you collaborators and actors. And so first thing happens is all the actors get up and they sing their little songs, and you don't know who you got yet. So you're like watching them like, oh, I hope I get her. Oh, I hope I don't get her. And Alicia sings, and she sang this crazy, brilliant version of Taylor the Latte Boy.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it was so good. It was brilliant. And I was like, I must have her. And then I got her.
The stars were in alignment.
They were, because we've become fast friends. And so we're actually going to, this is going to be a short episode today, because we're just going to sing this little itty-bitty piece from this show I wrote for Alicia. Well, and the other actors, Glenn Peters and Thursday Farrar. We should talk about the show.
We should. It was kooky.
It was kooky. The shows were on this living room set, so we had to write to the set, and we also had to write to the theme of Odyssey, the living room Odyssey. And so the piece that I wrote with my playwright collaborator, Chantal Bilodeau, was called The Living Room OCD, because one of the characters has OCD.
That's right.
So what happens is...
I play this crazy lesbian grocery checkout girl.
Yeah.
Who's stalking Thursday's character.
Yeah.
And she's away.
She's away on vacation, and Alicia has commandeered the house and messed it up, because Thursday's the one with OCD, and her house is just so. It's just a little perfect house. And
I bust in, and I find Glenn sitting there. He's, I guess, a colleague of hers.
He's a house watcher, yeah.
A house watcher, yeah. And I tie him up, and I gag and bind. And bind him, and I F up her apartment.
You can say fuck, because I have the explicit rating.
Oh, I totally fuck up her apartment. And then she comes home, and then she sees what I've done.
Yeah, the show starts with her coming home, and there's this like music you'll hear. It's like the intro music to the song, and it's and that's Alicia's scary music.
Yeah, Jeff calls me scary because he thinks I'm scary.
She is scary.
No.
Why don't we sing the song, and then we can talk more about the duplex show.
Sure.
After. Okay, this is Alicia Umfriss singing You're Not Perfect Anymore.
I dyed your towels just enough so they'd clash with the bathroom tiles. I nuked your house plans and I de-alphabetized your files. I put knots in all your bracelets and your silver chains. I put dirty bumper stickers on your window panes. I ripped out the contact paper from the bottom of every drawer. So you're not perfect anymore. Your sense of order has been destroyed. No, you're not perfect anymore. And once you get past being annoyed, you'll come to understand that you had to be set free. so you could love imperfect me. I used your toothbrush and I tried on all your underwear. I peed in your shower and then I clogged up the drain with my hair. Next, I played with all your makeup and I mixed up all your shoes. You have a lot of shoes. And I filled your spotless pantry with junk food and booze. I did some watercolor paintings on your natural hardwood floor. So you're not perfect anymore. I've torn your structured world apart. Yeah, you're not perfect anymore. But soon you'll let me into your heart. And you'll appreciate how I fought to set you free. You could love imperfect me. Love imperfect me. Imperfect me.
Oh, that was riffy good. Oh, Alicia. So she's actually, Alicia's like, I think you're a recording star.
Oh, well.
I mean, you're an amazing actress, but you're like, the tone of your voice is so ridiculous and you are such an American Idol. I think if you were on that show, you would wipe up the place.
Well, maybe.
Oh, well,
we love American Idol. Yes, we watch it religiously.
Yes. And, we watch Alicia's ex-classmate.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee.
They went to Boston Conservatory.
Go Cat! Oh, I want to say something. Oh. Earlier when I said yawn about Taylor the Latte Boy,
yeah.
I did not mean yawn about the song. The song is fantastic. I just mean because everybody does it. And so, you know, when people get up to sing it, people are like, oh, they're singing Taylor. But just because everybody does it. But it's a fantastic song, and I love it.
Yeah, Marcy Zine, are you listening?
Yeah, I do.
No. Everybody loves Taylor. And I have to say, like, when the intro started playing, I'm like, what is she going to do with Taylor that is going to distinguish her version from anyone else's? And then she sang the most distinguished version of Taylor the Latte Boy.
You were sitting like, dazzle me.
shut up. So what's coming up, Alicia?
You know, I'm singing... I know this great guy. His name is Jeff Blumenkrantz.
What?
Yeah. Have you heard? And he's doing a night of his songbook at the Duplex on Friday.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
It's going to be.
What time is the show?
It's at 7.
7. Is this the 19th?
It is the 19th.
Well, oh, my God. I just happened to see the number for reservations at the Duplex.
Weird.
Do you want to say it?
Okay. It's 212-255-5438.
And who else is on the bill with you
the
guys?
The amazing David Perlman.
Wait a second. Wasn't he in that Ripfest movie, Free Fall?
Free Fall. Yeah, he was.
So, yeah, obviously, Alicia's going to be singing with me at the Duplex, also with David. So it's a very Raw Impressions week.
It is.
Not only that, but I'm going to be appearing in a Ripfest movie that screens next Tuesday and Wednesday, the 23rd and 24th of May.
Get your tickets now.
Yeah, you can like find links to all these things on my website and also on the podcast page. But what else is coming up for you, Alish?
You know, singing here, singing there, doing a couple of benefits coming up, and I'm doing Divas Live. Marty Thomas, who's in Wicked.
Oh, he's ridiculously good.
He has a crazy, freakish voice.
Yeah.
He came up with this new show, and it's at XL, and he features four divas a night. Last night it was Eden Espinoza and company. she's amazing. And I'll be doing that next Monday night. Showtime's at 11 at XL.
Is that the 22nd?
Uh-huh.
All right.
I will. I'm also going to be doing a cabaret called Boys Will Be Boys. It's going to be at the Duplex also.
Oh.
In June.
That's the Joe Malosha piece.
Yes, Joe Malosha and Ken Kakmar.
Nice. And
yeah.
What are the days of that?
June 20th through the 24th.
Nice.
At the Duplex. So.
All right. Well, you can use the same phone number.
You can.
To reserve your tickets for that too.
Yeah, it'll be fun. A fun piece, all new music, and yeah.
Excellent. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, there's so much, but no.
Thank you so much for coming and singing our little song. That song, by the way, it was like that whole piece was like scored through, so we just tacked on a little intro and a little ending, but
I love it.
Oh, I love it too.
It was so fun to sing.
It was so fun to write for you.
Oh.
And you did it so well.
Oh, stop.
Thank you all for listening to the podcast, and have a good day. This is Jeff and Alicia saying
bye. Thanks for stopping by.